Cambridge English, Certificate in Advanced English, Listening. Sample Test 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer, A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear 2 friends discussing the topic of marketing. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
Hi, Daniel. How are things? Have you applied for college yet?
Well, I can't decide which one to go for. Lots of colleges have sent me their glossy brochures, and I see they now go on about how environmentally friendly they are. In fact, they've got a star rating system for this one.
They're trying to attract as much interest as possible, though I'm not sure that would have much impact on my choice. Ultimately, the course has to be the right one, though I can see they need to compete.
Well, yes, but if I was torn between 2 courses, the new rating could decide it. It's good they're thinking about these issues, and the marketing people are certainly shouting about it.
It's getting like the commercial sector. Those companies who sponsor a charity, for example, are trying to persuade consumers that just by buying their products, they're doing their bit for charity and can ignore other causes. I don't know if it increases sales, but the cynic in me reckons many companies just want to appear softer in the public eye, so they make a lot of noise about their charitable credentials. Hi, Daniel. How are things? Have you applied for college yet?
Well, I can't decide which one to go for. Lots of colleges have sent me their glossy brochures, and I see they now go on about how environmentally friendly they are. In fact, they've got a star rating system for this one.
They're trying to attract as much interest as possible, though I'm not sure that would have much impact on my choice. Ultimately, the course has to be the right one, though I can see they need to compete.
Well, yes, but if I was torn between 2 courses, the new rating could decide it. It's good they're thinking about these issues, and the marketing people are certainly shouting about it.
It's getting like the commercial sector. Those companies who sponsor a charity, for example, are trying to persuade consumers that just by buying their products, they're doing their bit for charity and can ignore other causes. I don't know if it increases sales, but the cynic in me reckons many companies just want to appear softer in the public eye, so they make a lot of noise about their charitable credentials.
Extract 2. You hear 2 friends talking about ways of keeping fit. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Are you still going to the gym, Frank?
Yes, but not as often as I should be.
That's the problem, isn't it? I've heard that the dropout rate among gym members is very high, even in those really expensive luxury health centers. Anyway, gyms aren't the answer. I'm sure the real key is to build exercise into your daily routine by doing something simple like walking to the mall or taking the stairs rather than the elevator or doing sport. And another thing, people tend to think that a 60-minute workout entitles them to laze around for the rest of the day, or eat a lot and then undo all the good they might have done. But people who exercise little and often don't fall into the same trap.
That's all very well, Mary. But what about the people who don't give up on the gym and who actually feel the benefit and quite enjoy the comradeship? Each to his own, you know. If you just give it another shot, you might find it suited you too.
Are you still going to the gym, Frank?
Yes, but not as often as I should be.
That's the problem, isn't it? I've heard that the dropout rate among gym members is very high, even in those really expensive luxury health centers. Anyway, gyms aren't the answer. I'm sure the real key is to build exercise into your daily routine by doing something simple like walking to the mall or taking the stairs rather than the elevator or doing sport. And another thing, people tend to think that a 60-minute workout entitles them to laze around for the rest of the day or eat a lot and then undo all the good they might have done. But people who exercise little and often don't fall into the same trap.
That's all very well, Mary. But what about the people who don't give up on the gym and who actually feel the benefit and quite enjoy the comradeship? Each to his own, you know. If you just give it another shot, you might find it suited you too.
Extract 3. You hear a woman telling a friend about living in her capital city as a student. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
What did you study at university, Alicia?
Horticulture, plants and things. I was based at a regional one, but I also spent time studying in the capital.
Seems a strange place to go if you want to grow things, the middle of a huge city.
That's what my fellow students said. I mean, I know it wasn't ideal. It's a harsh climate. Winters are bitterly cold and the summer's sweltering with little rain. But folks in the city are just determined to grow stuff on rooftops, balconies, wherever. They'll just garden anywhere they can. It was a reminder of the strong spirit of gardeners.
Come to think of it, I do remember noticing the way some of the trees were looked after there. Instead of bare bits of ground around urban trees, they seem to take great pride in filling the earth around them with flowers.
And all that's done by the residents themselves. It's as if every tree is to be celebrated.
I wouldn't go that far. Not all parts of the city are like that. What did you study at university, Alicia?
Horticulture, plants and things. I was based at a regional one, but I also spent time studying in the capital.
Seems a strange place to go if you want to grow things, the middle of a huge city.
That's what my fellow students said. I mean, I know it wasn't ideal. It's a harsh climate. Winters are bitterly cold and the summer's sweltering with little rain. But folks in the city are just determined to grow stuff on rooftops, balconies, wherever. They'll just garden anywhere they can. It was a reminder of the strong spirit of gardeners.
Come to think of it, I do remember noticing the way some of the trees were looked after there. Instead of bare bits of ground around urban trees, they seem to take great pride in filling the earth around them with flowers.
And all that's done by the residents themselves. It's as if every tree is to be celebrated.
I wouldn't go that far. Not all parts of the city are like that.
That's the end of part 1.